Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello and welcome
to Off Script,
a spooky episode.
Because it's coming out a week and a half before Halloween.
Almost exactly a week, actually.
Oh, because Halloween's on Tuesday.
No, Thursday.
Oh, this comes out. Never mind.
Yes, 1 week until Halloween. Oh, Hallow's Eve.
How exciting.
So super excited. But we couldn't do our spooky episode next week.
Because next week we got Sierra with us.
Mm-hmm. So, which normally that would be our spooky mini-sode. Because that's the day before Halloween. But we have a special episode that day, so we're doing our spooky mini-sode today.
Yeah. Last minute decision on our end.
Yep. Because we were like, oh, we need one. Let's figure out what it's going to be. Well, I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we're here to scare your pants off.
Why, yes, we are. Should we do the quiz first or the game first?
Boo. Did I scare you?
No.
I bet I scared a listener.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the quiz first because it'll help us with our game.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this. BuzzFeed's, will you take my quiz to discover which horror movie character you embody or are you too afraid?
Love BuzzFeed. Ooh, spooky.
All right. First, choose a color.
Purple, red, orange, blue, pink, black. I'll read them this time. You choose first.
Thanks. I'm going to do pink.
Okay. Now, choose a show to watch. Ginny and Georgia, Vampire Diaries, Stranger Things, SpongeBob SquarePants, Jessie, or Wednesday.
That selection sucks.
That's not a great choice.
No.
They had so many better.
There's way better TV shows out there. There's two.
I understand Vampire Diaries, Stranger Things, Wednesday. But what the heck do the other ones have to do Halloween-y?
I don't know. The first one's like one of my mom's favorite shows. And then the other two are kids' shows. I'm torn between two. And I'm going to go Stranger Things.
What was your other one?
Tim Burton, obviously.
Oh,
Wednesday.
Duh. Gosh, why even ask?
I know. Come on, Allie.
All right. Now, choose a food or drink. Soda, fruit, Happy Meal, candy, cupcakes, boba.
I'm going to go boba. I love boba.
I've never had boba before.
Oh my gosh, you should try it. It's really yummy. It's very sweet.
Oh.
It's yummy.
I just always thought the little things, tapioca things, would freak me out.
So you don't have to get tapioca in it. You can get like lychee, which is just gummy stuff. And usually it just adds to the flavor. But honestly, I think the tapioca bubbles are the best thing to put in.
It's not weird drinking and then like a bubble pops in your mouth?
No. Like the first time, yes. But like you know that it's about to happen.
Oh.
You know? Because like you know it's in your drink.
Okay.
Like I think if they gave it to you and you had no idea,
That would be weird.
Like, <"Whoa." laughs> what's this? But it's actually really, really good. And a lot of places like let you do, like I said, a bunch of different things. Lychee is the other one that I always do. It's either that one or tapioca.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But it's really good.
Let's try it.
All right. Number whatever question.
Which is the biggest flaw anyone could have? Stubbornness, being too talkative, having no humor, being lazy, being a pick me, or being rude.
They're all horrible.
They all suck.
Yeah.
But we are here doing a podcast and we're probably way too talkative.
Hence why I'm not choosing that one. I'm going to do being a pick me because, man, I hate pick me's. And if you're one, I'm sorry.
All right. Choose a picture you like. Oh, gosh. Okay, I'll take a picture and post it on our socials, you guys. We got, like, they look like jellyfish, purple jellyfish, red and black.
Like, I think it's water. I think it's, like, reflection on water.
Okay. Balloons, a chalk drawing of a rainbow, like a type of flower. I should know what that is. I don't.
I hold my it's hand, like.
It's, like, the little... I picture them in Alice in Wonderland. Or no, not Alice in Wonderland. In Willy Wonka. And they just eat them.
Me? I think it's the flower that hummingbirds eat.
Yeah, it is.
Shoot, that's the one I want to get tattooed on me.
Oh, well, there you go. There it is.
You're welcome, everyone.
Or a black sky with an airplane.
I'm going to go with the balloons. Watch me fucking get it.
Of course you will. Oh gosh. Okay, I'll take a picture of this one too. So it's choose a house to live in. We have a pretty blue house in the suburbs. We have a little fancier house. It's brick with two-car garage. We have a creepy cabin in the woods. We have like a
great fucking movie.
I've never seen that one either.
You've never seen Cabin in the Woods? Holy shit, Allie.
Sorry.
No, it's one of my favorites. I went into it. It's just such a mind fuck horror movie.
Oh.
And not in the way that you're expecting. Oh. I will make you watch it. We will watch it. I have it on DVD.
Okay.
Or Blu-ray.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. We will watch it because I freak. Oh, my God. I still remember. I did not want to see it. I was like, it's going to be another stupid, cheesy horror movie. Mm-hmm. About 10 minutes in, I went, holy fuck. I'm so glad you guys made me come to this.
Wow.
And then movie ended and it is easily one of my favorites.
All right. Mm-hmm. Maybe on Halloween. Are you guys planning on trick or treating with us?
I was, yeah.
Okay. Riley wants to do it in the neighborhood this year. So we're going to stay here. Yes.
Good. We can get king size. I literally told John. I saw this really cool decorated Halloween house on our way to D&D. And I was like, I bet they give out king size candy bars. And then I was like, we have to trick or treat at Allie's house.
We the king size candy bar house, y'all. Yeah. And then... maybe when they go to bed, we'll watch a scary movie.
That's a good idea. Yes.
Would John do it on Halloween?
For sure. He will. I don't want to spoil anything. He could handle Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. I got distracted.
Especially, all I have to say is, John, we're watching a scary movie with Thor as the main guy.
Chris Hemsworth is in it.
And there we go with Allie.
Yes. I will watch
That's
it.
That's all I had to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down.
Perfect.
All right. So then we have another choice is like San Francisco apartment houses, things. I think they're real houses. They're just stuck together.
They're not. Yeah. It's like Stuart Little House, you know?
Yeah. Sure. I think of a fuller or a full house.
Yeah. House.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then we have,
which if you think about it, how the hell was the full house that big when its front was that small?
It definitely wasn't. It was like disproportionate, I feel like.
Anyways, let's get to
then there's a mansion and then a log cabin, a very fancy log cabin.
Oh, I'm going to go with log cabin. I always, whenever I played the game of life, I always wanted the log cabin.
Yep. Mash and all the
heck
all
yeah.
The things.
Heck yeah.
All right. Lastly, choose a school subject. We have art, math, reading, lunch, history, or study hall.
Yeah. This is actually pretty hard for me. I'm torn between two subjects.
Which two?
Surprisingly, it would be math and reading.
Oh, gosh.
Not even art. But because of the picture that they post for math, it looks like the timed like multiplication things that I used to do in second and fourth grade, which were some of my favorite things. So I'm going to go math.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. I said I was going to get it.
You're Pennywise. Oh my gosh.
What I've always wanted. I do have to say, I'm glad that they use a Tim Curry picture. Uh-huh. Tim Curry is great.
I've never seen that one.
Well, I'm
collect your thoughts.
I know. I'm like, do I say this now or when we get closer? But as of right now, we are scheduled to just do It versus It, the movies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In next Stephen King's month.
Oh,
there's
okay.
No way in fuck are we reading a thousand book.
Thousand page book.
I've
How
said
long
it
is it?
1,000 pages.
No, but like Audible.
Oh, that's a good question.
Let's see. Oh my gosh.
How long?
It's 45 hours. Holy heck.
Allie's like, that would take me 2 years.
There's no way. What the heck?
Does he read it?
Nope. Not worth it.
Yeah, so we'll be watching the two movies and comparing the two. Oh. And if I remember enough of the book, I know the big difference that everyone...
I can also do we can pre-Google mm-hmm. differences from the book. And
yeah, I remember the biggest difference in the book.
Okay.
But that's what everyone remembers.
Oh.
And talks about.
Okay. Well, that's in a year from now. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
stay tuned for that.
Anyways, you guys want to hear about me?
Yes. Yes, Pennywise.
You are the quiet one in your friend group.
Oh, gosh.
Won't hesitate to put someone who's making you mad in their place. Mm. And we love that. You probably like to do math and to read, but you gosh. Hate school. You are very much the wild card and you won't deny it.
Wow. Look how spot on that was.
Oh, that's too spot on.
That's scary.
Am I a killer clown?
All right. My turn.
Yes, your turn.
Okay.
Ready to choose a color?
Yeah, I'm going to be blue.
Okay. And show?
I guess Wednesday.
Okay. And food or drink? Ooh. I'm going to bet Happy Meal.
Ooh, that's very... Oh, if cupcakes wasn't there, it would have been. Yeah, but no. Cupcakes, man. Favorite food right there. French fries are the next, though. I have a healthy diet over here.
French fries and cupcakes.
Yes.
What's the biggest flaw?
Rude.
How dare they be rude?
I know. Freaking hate rude people. Like, you drive me crazy.
What picture do you like?
I think the chalk rainbow is so cute. Such innocence in that picture.
For a second, I thought you were going to say chocolate. I was like, there is no picture of chocolate, Allie. which house?
I really like the suburban, the brick one, a little bit fancier suburban house.
All right. And school subject?
Study hall. Just do nothing for an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's so creepy. Oh no.
Allie is Keiko? Keiko from The Grudge.
Oh no, I'm Grudge Girl. Freaking crawl across the floor. Hair in my face.
What's funny is, why does that look like... Oh no, it's definitely from the American one. For a second I thought it was from the Japanese version, which is like a million and one times scarier.
Really?
Yeah. It was my first time ever, like, because they have The Ring and The Grudge are both done in Japanese.
Okay.
And American. And I loved The Grudge so much, I was like, oh, I gotta watch the original. Oh, maybe we could do that sometime.
Okay.
Watch that Grudge and then compare it to this Grudge.
Oh, no.
You're welcome, Allie.
We got a lot of spooky ideas for next year.
But I remember, like, half hour into it, I was like, this is scarier than the American
version. Dude, the American one's scary enough.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's read you.
Okay.
Let's be honest. You like going to school. Uh-huh. That doesn't mean you're a nerd. You're just really smart.
Aw.
You try to fit in, but you don't need to because you have your own kind of pretty. And that's all that matters.
I love this for me.
You are definitely a people pleaser.
Oh my gosh.
For future reference, not everyone. It's your friend. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. That's so scary how accurate that. That's the scariest part of this quiz.
Oh no. That they were
dead on.
Spot on.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't even make sense. How is it so spot on for a horror? Don't know.
That's scary.
That's creepy.
Spooky.
Spooky. All right. Should we play our game now?
Okay, sure. Now that we're all hyped up on spooky.
Yeah.
So, you guys, I used to love this game as a kid. I'm sure a lot of people did this game.
Haven't we done it on the podcast already?
I don't know if we have.
I thought we had.
I don't know. I don't remember. We've done the game where we have to guess the same thing. We could do that, but a Halloween one.
Oh, that's a good idea, too. No, I'm sure we've done the story one on here.
Okay. Well, what do we want to do? Do we want to do a scary story or the guess the word?
Let's do both. Because okay. I really doubt, you, knowing us.
Our story is going to be 15 minutes long.
Yeah. So let's go.
Okay, let's do both.
Okay.
Who's going to start?
One.
Night.
On.
Hallow's Eve.
There.
Was.
A.
Dog.
Dressed.
Like.
A
potato. Your faces are my favorite.
He
ran
to
the
house
that
his
owner
lived
at.
There
was
children
to
terrorize.
I was going to say eat, so that's pretty much better than He
tried
so
hard,
but
got
kicked
by
the
bully.
This
bully
then
ran
because
the
potato.
I'm always like, yes, Allie's on the same track as me. She knows where I'm going. And then she throws it off. Grew.
The potato grew?
Mm-hmm. We're telling the spooky story. He got kicked. He grew.
Oh, so the potato dog grew.
Mm-hmm.
Into
Godzilla.
Roar. That's my word.
Said the, I don't know if we're calling it potato or Godzilla now. Potato
Godzilla.
As
he
breathed
fire
on
the
town. I feel like that's a good ending.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
That was like not even a spooky story at all. We're awful at this. We're like, we're going to tell a spooky story. We're going to use our characters that we got and involve them.
Okay, wait. No, let's do this. Let's do this. Okay. One
night,
Georgie
ran
down
the
street.
He
fell
into
the
sewer
where
the
clown
was
waiting
with
Kyoko.
Both
monsters
were
hungry.
Poor
Georgie.
Oh no. Georgie
tried
to
get
away,
but
he
failed.
This one, we are on the same page. Look at us go. Pennywise
said,
Georgie Was that pretty good?
Yeah, it was.
I'm not doing the voice though.
They.
I don't think you're going to get where I'm going.
I don't.
Tricked?
You.
Is Pennywise still talking?
Yeah.
Oh. You didn't do the voice and confused me.
I told you I wasn't going to do it.
So they tricked you is what Pennywise said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to get you to say they all float, you know, because we all float down here.
I haven't seen it long enough to know quotes from it.
Sad. They tricked you to die.
Georgie.
Wait, is this him talking still?
No.
Okay. Cried.
Grudge girl.
Chomped.
On
his leg. There
was
blood
everywhere.
Running
into
the sewer.
Eh. That was two words.
Oh, yeah, it was the
sewer.
Pennywise
was
ecstatic.
He
started
a. We're both telling our own stories in our heads. It's like we're each trying to get it back to our own story.
Jig?
What did I say?
He started a.
You said jig? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Grudge girl
was
confused.
Georgie
was
dying. The end.
The end. Oh my gosh. Happy Halloween.
Alright, now let's play our Got It.
Oh, I love this game. Halloween edition.
Halloween edition.
So all of our answers should be Halloween related.
Alright.
Let's see how close we can get and how quickly. Okay, ready?
Think of something. Oh, there's too many. I got it.
Okay, I do too.
Okay.
Oh, got it. Wait, do we count, right? Is yeah. that how we did it?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Jack.
Ghost. Oh.
Easy. Money. Got it.
Okay. Got it. 3, 2, 1.
Zero.
Pumpkin. Oh, yeah, that would have been better.
Jack Ghost? Where did pumpkin from come from for Jack?
The pumpkin king.
Okay. Okay.
But I mean, it didn't really ghost at all, so I don't know.
You're like, okay, I got it. I'm just dropping what I said.
Okay, so we're at pumpkin and zero.
Mm-hmm. We can't say things that we've already said.
No, we cannot.
Oh, I've got it. I got it. You're not going to get it.
Well, I got it too, but no, I don't know how. Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1.
Halloween Rudolph.
Town. Jesus.
Because he has a pumpkin nose.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. I just thought of that after I said Rudolph. I was like, oh, that's why I thought Rudolph, because of the pumpkin nose. No, I was dropping pumpkin again and just thought zero and Rudolph.
Now we have Halloween Town and Rudolph.
Come on. Okay. I got it.
Oh, I've got it.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Sandy Claus. Christmas Town.
Fudge. I almost said that, but then I was like, but maybe because we're in Halloween Town, what part of Christmas Town goes to Halloween Town? Okay, I got it. I've got it.
Uh-huh.
I've got it. 3, 2, 1.
The trick-or-treaters. Mm-hmm. Woo! That was the quickest we've ever done it.
Yeah, it was. It just went Nightmare Before Christmas.
I know, right?
Yeah. Should we do one where it actually goes Halloween?
Yeah, probably.
Once you threw Rudolph out there, I was like, this is not Halloween.
I know.
I screwed that one up. All right.
Okay. I've got one.
Got it.
3, 2, 1. Frankenstein.
Witch. Okay.
Got it. 3, 2, 1.
Green. What? That's how you do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Okay. One more.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Freddy.
Orange. Ooh. Freddy and orange?
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out how recently you've seen the movie.
Not.
Okay. Okay. No.
Okay. Got it.
This is the only thing coming to my mind, so let's go. 3, 2, 1. Sweater.
Mask. I was thinking like a pumpkin. It almost looks like it has a mask on because you cut its eyes out and it's like a little mask. And then Freddy. Oh, you said Freddy, not Jason.
Once you said mask, I knew exactly why. I was very offended. I was like, she really thought he was Jason.
Oh my gosh. Well, now that I say it, I know who Freddy is. I legit was talking to Paul today about that. Because he was telling me about this show where, like, he's one YouTube guy he follows made a show where if you fall asleep, you die. And I'm like, that sounds like
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained what Freddy Krueger was because
he didn't know.
He knew, but oh. I was like, I explained the last movie that I saw. And I was like,
I love those movies. He's my favorite horror movie villain.
Shoot. Okay. So wait.
And I did sweater because
sweater and mask.
Red. And it's the closest thing to orange.
Yeah. I probably would have said that too if I was thinking of my character.
Now we have a sweater mask. Oh, I've got it. I've got it.
You just got it just like that? Sweater mask? Okay, I got it.
3, 2, 1.
Werewolf. Cozy.
What the heck?
Because the mask is basically like a sweater because it's a werewolf.
What the?
Allie said cozy. Oh, I have got it.
Okay, a werewolf and cozy. Mm-hmm. I got it.
3, 2, 1.
Jacob Black. Yeah!
At first I was like, what the fuck are you going to say? And then I was like, Twilight for the win.
Oh my gosh. I swear.
Most of our got it's got to like my favorite thing.
I know. Freddy Krueger, Nightmare for Christmas, Twilight. First one or second one we nailed with green. That's hilarious. That was fun.
Yeah, it was. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. We hope we spooked you today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the most scariest part about this is you found out that your hosts are Pennywise and Kyoko.
Is that what Pennywise does?
No, that's the Grudge Girl.
That's why you gotta make Pennywise noise. Come on, I talked like him. You have to talk like him.
Georgie.
There you go. Oh my god.
They all float down here.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I was trying to get you to say earlier. Yeah,
I did not remember that. But that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
On our socials, you should post your Halloween costume.
Yeah. Tag us.
Yep.
We'll share it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll share ours.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday,
we have hope you the Outsiders.
Mm-hmm. The Outsider.
Oh, excuse me.
If you add the S, that's the pony boy one.
Oh, that's what I did.
What's funny is it didn't click until just then.
Oh, okay. Makes sense now.
Yeah, so that's a good one.
Find our Stephen last King.
Stephen King of the season.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so happy last week of spooky season.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it.
And then it's time for Christmas. I'm so excited.
I know, I'm so excited.
It's the best.
I just love these 3 months.
They're just perfect.
They're fun. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Back-to-back fun.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was just going to say most people probably find it stressful.
Yeah.
Which I do as well, but I thrive in stress apparently.
Want to know what's hilarious? Huh. I can't remember. Oh, I said something to John about how Christmas was right around the corner. And he was like, yeah, you can pretty much start your Christmas shopping. And I looked at him and I was like, John. And he looked, he knows me a little too well because he looked at me and went, please. Well, my throat. He said, please tell me you didn't buy my Christmas gift before my birthday. And I was like, I did. Because I saw it before your birthday and I already had your birthday gift. So guess what? Christmas.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Well, we'll see ya with Sierra next week.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.